Okay, thank you, Barney. Hi, everyone listening tonight for my first ever conference call teaching. And as Barney already spoiled my first line of my intro, to be honest, this, yes, is my very first teaching ever. Go figure, huh, Barney? But I'm really excited, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share God's word with you. So, funny, I got a text from Barney a few weeks ago asking me if I was ready to do a teaching. I immediately texted him back, yes, like really fast. Like, what else am I going to say when your pastor asks that question? It's like in a football game and the quarterback goes down and the coach looks at the backup. Are you ready? Yep, put me in, coach. So, of course, after I thought about it a little bit after the yes, I was nervous, and yes, I am a little nervous tonight, but I'm good nervous. I'm excited nervous. I started to doubt myself and my knowledge of the word, because that's what we're here to do, is to share the word. It's not my word, it's his word. So the devil tried to play all his stupid tricks, telling me I'm not wise enough, I'm not focused enough, I'm not worthy to speak to you all, but thankfully, I know who I am and whose I am. I know I am a child of God. And so I prayed and said, okay, God, let's do this. And before I start, I wanted to say thank you to Barney and Vicky. I know you both are sitting over there in Oklahoma with the biggest smiles on your faces, and you're just so proud of me, and I can feel it, and thank you. If it wasn't for you two, I wouldn't be doing this. And also, I want to say thank you to Michael. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this either, and I wouldn't be where I am today. So thank you. So I started praying and asking God, what should I teach about, right? Because that's what we're supposed to do. Of course, I was hearing so many different things, up until today, to be quite honest. And I also was remembering that Barney told me, Christy, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Okay, that's Barney, right? But anyone who knows me knows I don't do simple very well. And I'm an overthinker. I'm a storyteller, and I'm a writer. But once I started to pray, God spoke to me. I got quiet, and God spoke to me and asked me, what penetrates your heart most? I thought about it for a minute, and what came to me was the word love. Love to me is the most important commandment I've learned about. So with that being said, I want to share with you some fun, heartwarming stories, but really some scriptures that I've turned to. So here we go. So I want to share, first of all, something that is was such a sweet story, that it really could only be an example of God's love. 2 months ago, I was in fellowship, and I got to meet the wonderful believer, Allison. I had heard her adorable voice with her cute accent on teachings when she'd teach from, she's living in England. But here she was in front of me, smiling, arms open, and reaching to hug me. I never met her before, but I grabbed her so fast and I hugged her. She said she had been praying for me and for Michael's healing. There was so this energy and light beaming off of her. As most of you know her, we can all agree how passionate she is about God, and it's so contagious. I found myself so drawn to her, her light and her love she showed me and to others. Funny, that day in fellowship, I also found myself just looking at her. I'm sure she caught me staring at her a few times, and at one point, I just kind of waved a silly little wave to her, and I looked around to see if anyone else was looking because I felt really silly. Here I am staring at this woman. Well, Allison was here for 6 weeks, so I had to be around her. If she was teaching, I was listening. If she was at a dinner, I was eating. I found myself acting foolishly or childlike to be next to her. This had never happened to me before. One night, I found an empty chair next to her at the dinner table, and I quickly claimed it as my own. I wanted to know as much as I could from her in those short 6 weeks about Jesus. I guess you could say I wanted what she had. I know so many people have said that, and I hear so many people say that. Like to Mike, they say, what is it? What do you have? What, you know, and he always gives God all the glory. So at one point, I went up to her, probably actually cornered her, if you want to know the truth, and said, Allison, I love you. I have this deep love for you, and I can't explain it. You have such a light in this world, and I want to be like you. She smiled her sweet smile and explained to me it was God's love and light that I see in her. And then she said to me, Christy, I see that same love and light in you. Wow. I was so excited. I was speechless and so very humbled by those words. But then she shared to me this verse that just really resonated with me. And it's such a simple verse, but she shared Colossians 2:2 in the King James Version I'm going to share, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. So I'm going to say that little part again. Our hearts might be comforted being knit together in love. This made me feel so loved, so peaceful to know that my heart is comforted by other believers that we fellowship with, that we're around. We can go to them because of God's love in them through us. And nothing can tear us apart. Nothing. Thank you so much, Allison. Another verse I want to share with you is Colossians 3:14, and this is the Amplified Version, because I found that when you talk about God's love, I feel the Amplified Versions are so exciting. I don't know. They're just exciting. But so it says, beyond all things, put on and wrap yourself in unselfish love, which is the perfect bond of unity, for everything is bound together in agreement when each one seeks the best for others. So God wants us to love one another as Allison was loving me. But what about loving others that aren't as easy to love, like Allison? We all know people that are hard to love. They don't have to be strangers, lepers, or even enemies. They just might be the ones closest to us. Our family, husbands, wives, our children, our parents can possibly be, I think, sometimes the hardest ones to love, but very important. A personal story for that I want to share is in my relationship with Michael over the past year and a half was very difficult at times. He was battling brain cancer and went through so many changes that at times I didn't recognize the man I had fallen in love with. It wasn't his fault, and I had to constantly remind myself of that. I would pray to God and ask him what to do. Every single time, God would say, walk in love. God really worked patiently with me, and I worked patiently with him and learned about agape love, the kind of love that only God can give. It's not selfish or self-serving. So what God showed me was I had to love Michael unselfishly. Less of me, more of God. That was tough because my flesh was naturally selfish. But when I really trusted God and did what he told me to do, I was so much more peaceful in my everyday life and our situation, and more kind and loving towards Michael. So I'm sharing this little personal story with you just to remind you to walk in love towards everyone, not just the Allisons in the world, but even the people who are the hardest. We need to focus on loving others as Jesus did, regardless if it's hard or uncomfortable, so we can be the men and women we are called to be. In John 13, 34 through 35, in the New Living Translation, it says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world you are my disciples." So, another little story, little thing I want to share is how God's love opens closed doors. I have a girlfriend who's now truly my best friend, but she was my roommate in college. Her name is Leslie. We lost touch over the years, mostly because our husbands at the time did not like each other at all. No coincidence that they are both atheists as well. That kind of made me think, yeah, anyway, as I wrote it. But 25 years later, we both got divorced, and God opened the doors for us to talk and share his word together and sharing our lives and struggles. Now, that's what we now get to share our lives and share our struggles. We both struggled with the concept of love, being in love and being loved. After our broken marriages, how would we find love again? I believe what we were both searching for was unconditional love. As we all know, what John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I'm so amazed that God loves us unconditionally, completely, and unequivocally. He opens closed doors and brings us closer to others, that love him and will comfort and love us. I'm so thankful for my friend and our friendship, and I have to tell you guys a funny story. I know we've all been watching The Chosen, and I think the last one's coming out soon, but I sent her a text the other day, and I was talking to her about The Chosen, and I texted her and I said, "Oh my gosh, Leslie, I'm so in love with Jesus." And we laughed and we both thought, "Oh my gosh, Christy, who would have thought this would be coming out of your mouth 5 years ago? Thank you, Jesus." So in closing, I want to say thank you to all of you for your counseling, your prayers, believing in me when I didn't see things in me and things that I wouldn't see, but most importantly, loving me when it was easy and when it was hard. I love you all so much and pray we continue to walk like Jesus and be the light in this world. Remember, you are God's chosen one. You are the only one like you. You are so loved by God. He only made one of you. As it says in Ephesians 2:10, the New Living Translation, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So thank you guys so much, and I'm just truly thankful and so blessed that I got this opportunity to share my heart and some word with you, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful night, and God bless you all.
Yeah, God bless you too, Christy. That was awesome. How about a prayer?
Absolutely. Oh, God, thank you for... Oh, God, thank you so much for your love, your grace, your mercy, your patience. Thank you for this time coming together, and that we can all walk in love towards each other when it's hard and when it's easy. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for never giving up on me or any of us. We love you so much, and we just pray for all the believers and all the people that don't believe. Thank you, Lord, in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.